Kevin Sorbo, are you there?
I am right here, sir.
Oh my gosh, what a pleasure to talk with you today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh my gosh. All right, so I'm going to jump into the what if 15th anniversary. Why is this so important to bring back today after 15 years?
Because the movie hasn't aged at all. The actors have, but the movie hasn't aged at all.
Okay.
The message is there. It's great. It's about love and hope and faith and redemption. And finding yourself again, and it's a wonderful movie. Great cast. John Ratzenberger is in it. Christy Swanson, Debbie Ryan. It's just a wonderful movie. I've shot over 90 movies. It's in my top three. It's the same writers that did God's Not Dead, which became a massive hit. What If, in my book, much better movie. It's in my top three of all time.
Wow. All right. So my understanding is It's a Wonderful Life was kind of the inspiration for this movie. Is that right?
It's got a wonderful life feel to it, but it's opposite because in the original movie of Jimmy Stewart, he's ready to commit suicide. He
Right.
figures his life in debt is worth more than alive. He's shown what the world would be like without him, what Bedford Falls would be like without him. My movie is I love the road I'm on. I love the road I'm on. And I'm shown an angel shows up in the form of John Ratzenberger and he says, no. God's given you a what if. I don't know why he's picked you because he's so funny in this movie. He says, but you got to see what it's been like. But I go kicking and screaming because I don't care to see what my life could have been like. I love it. So it's got a whole different feel to it. But he has to commit to that road, but he can always go back. As John tells him, his angel, he says, look, God gave you free will. You can go back, but you got to give this one a real try to see what it would have been like. And it's a wonderful sort of growth for this guy as he goes through each day and the other footsteps of what would have been the road that he was on as he because at the beginning of the movie you see he was on that road, but then when he left his fiance and said, "Look, I'll be back. Don't worry. I got to go do this new job." And then of course he never comes back.
Kevin, you love faith, family, inspirational movies, don't you?
I do. Kind of grew up with them. Well, Hollywood used to do them, before they turned woke. Hollywood used to do movies like this.
Did you ever in a million years when you were growing up and just starting in the industry ever think that you'd almost become the leading symbol for conservative family values movement in Hollywood?
No. In fact, Hollywood saw that coming and they actually kicked me out about a dozen years ago. I'm the first cancel culture victim in Hollywood before it became a term. My manager and agent said the studios don't want to work anymore because you're Christian and conservative. And I thought, wow, how mature of them. I find Hollywood, they're like they're a bunch of seventh grade mean girls. They're so immature and so petty and so ridiculous. I mean, it's just there's 80 million homes in America that want the kind of movies I do. And because of that, a lot of other besides Sorbo Studios, I recommend people go to Sorbo Studios. Please sign up sorbostudios.com. There, because of that, the growth of the family-friendly type of movies out there is expanding, and Hollywood is finally starting to wake up. Because I've got a couple studios that have called me out and say, "Hey, do you have some of the scripts we can look at that have the kind of movies you do?" And I said, "I do." So I've been sending those out. So there's a tipping point happening now because how many more Disney movies can they make with another $300 million loss like they're going to have on this latest Snow White movie? I mean, how many more movies they want to keep making like that? They got to wake up.
I know this is a movie you did 15 years ago. What's your current project right now that you're in?
I've got four movies done in the can and three documentaries done in the can. All these will come out later this year or early next year. I live in Florida. I escaped California 6.5 years ago. I live in the free state of Florida. But we got the heck out of there. But I love it there. But I'm in Vegas right now with Dean Cain. Dean is directing me in another faith-based movie. It's a golf movie, which is right up my alley because I golf probably about 200 rounds a year. And so it's called The Holy One. And it's going to be a very funny faith-based movie. It's very funny, and my wife is going to play my wife in the movie, and it's got a great message in it. But I do have four movies. I got two movies I'd love to give a quick plug to. One is called Without a Doubt. It's a true movie about a woman who's got terminal cancer 2 months into her pregnancy. I play a doctor, tells her she's got to get an abortion, otherwise the baby's going to die probably anyway with the treatment. She says, "No, I'm having this baby." She was bedridden the entire time, had the baby, died 3 months after the baby was born. That baby is now 11-year-old girl who was on the set of the movie we were filming.
Oh my.
It was just so emotional for everybody. It was so amazing. That's coming out later this year, without a doubt. The other one is called Christmas Eve. It's coming out in November, and it deals with things that happen on Christmas Eve It's seven short stories clumped together. Christmas Eve at different centuries and different places in the world. Mine is the World War One, where the Germans and the Americans broke bread on Christmas Eve and declared a truce for that one day only.
Oh, yeah, very famous story.
Yeah, so it's going to be pretty cool. And then I've got three documentaries, and one is dealing with the Last Supper called Eating with the Enemy, and people will love it. I'm hoping when What If comes out August 5th and August 7th, people will fill up those theaters. Please go to fathomevents.com, go to whatifmovie.com, check it out. They'll show you a theater near you. Fill the theaters up. We'll get more screenings the more days if you fill it up. Do what you did. Do what you did for God's Not Dead. Do it for What If. And What If, like I said, same writers, much better movie.
And congratulations on all that you do, and good luck in all you do, because I think the movies you're doing and the themes are great and a welcome relief.
You know, I get stopped every day by people, every day, airports, hotels, doesn't matter. I get stopped every day. Hey, we love the movies you do. Keep, man, we know that Hollywood booted you out. That's why I formed Sorbo Studios. But I said, they love these movies. They said, I know that my kids would go see your movie. Now you're in Ohio?
Yes, in Northeastern Ohio, Youngstown.
I shot a movie there.
You did?
Called The Reliant. I shot it with Brian Buzzini. I mean, Brian Bosworth. Hilarious. Brian Buzzini is a buddy of mine. Sorry.
Yeah,
so, but
I go
up there every year to Columbus. I play in Jason Day's golf tournament every year in Columbus, Ohio.
Awesome. Well,
I know Jack Nicklaus very well, so he lets me play his course, Scioto, and of course, Muirfield. So I'm a golf nut. So.
Awesome. One final question before you go. When are you going to be on The View? That's all I want.
You know what? I did that like six times. The last time I was on is probably about 12 years ago. They're not inviting me back anytime soon. So, which is really sad. You know, even late night, you know, I used to do Letterman and Leno all the time. These guys won't have me on. They're afraid of me. Those guys are, you know, they 98% of the guests they have are all far left.
Sure.
Probably most of them atheists or agnostic. They fear that I may come in, and destroy them in an interview. So,
or you might convert them. I don't know, but
it'd be great if that could happen, because they need a lot of help.
Well, Kevin, I often wonder how anybody who's conservative goes on The View, and how do they how do you handle that?
I don't know. Occasionally they get on. Look. The last time I was on, Joy Behar got into my face a little about taxes, and I talked about the ridiculousness of that. You know, how what these states charge. She goes, "Well, we should pay more." And I said, "What? You work 1 hour a day and make $7 million a year. You should feel guilty. You're making that money in a capitalist industry, my dear. You're not making it in the socialism that you want. They're hypocrites. They're all hypocrites." And of course, they didn't invite me back.
Oh, my.
They can't handle the truth. Let's do a little Jack Nicholson on them.
You live a very colorful life, and it's good that you can be yourself and basically thumb your nose at the opposite side.
Well, you know, it's sad to me, because I would love to still be part. I mean, there's roles in Hollywood that come up. I've seen movies and so many TV shows. I go, you know, I would love to audition for that, but they don't call me anymore. They're like seventh grade mean girls. They're little mean girls. It's quite sad. They're very immature.
Well, just having this conversation, it's sad to me that everything is so politicized
right.
in Hollywood. It's sad to hear that.